Good evening, Rabbi Mayevsky. It's very interesting, as always, but this week's parsha raises other questions. I entitled the topic this week, The Responsibilities of the Kohen Gadol. And the reason I say that is when we get around to later on in the Chumash and Pinchas, and we discuss the Ari Miklot, and certainly again in Matos Masei, we discuss the whole thing of cities of refuge, various other places in the Chumash as well. After all of this takes place, if somebody kills somebody b'shogeg, and he kills somebody accidentally, and it's not through total negligence, he could have avoided it perhaps had he been more careful, but he certainly had no ulterior motive. He gained nothing by it, and he's sorry, but he gets an opportunity to go to Ari Miklot, the cities of refuge. And the only way he's allowed to go home is at the death of the Kohen Gadol. And the Gemara discusses it in great detail. Why, for instance, should it be on the conscience of the Kohen Gadol? Why should we want the Kohen Gadol to die for this person to go home? And the Gemara asks these questions, as we've probably mentioned before, that that's why the mother of the Kohen Gadol tried to be very nice to the people in Ari Miklot, because the people would probably be praying for the Kohen Gadol to die so they could return home. And now we're looking for something that's very interesting in this parsha. And in this week's parsha, it tells us something that's a remez to the whole concept of the Kohen Gadol being responsible. We'd like to know why the Kohen Gadol should be so responsible for the only by his death will that person be able to go home. And the concept is, of course, Misas Mechaper. What does it mean that death is a cause of forgiveness? Well, it tells us something that's very interesting at the beginning of the parasha. It says, V'hayu alev Aaron, and v'noso Aaron es avon ha-kodoshim asher yagdishu bnei Yisrael Hashem. The reality is that the Aaron HaKohen is now going to be responsible for all of the sins of Klal Yisrael. It's his job to pray, and if that person, some unforeseen accident happened through seemingly on the surface no fault of his own, of course he wasn't involved in it, but had he prayed better, had he been a better person, the Kohen Gadol, had his prayers been answered by God and prayed properly or more vigorously with greater kavana, this whole incident might not have taken place, which is a very interesting concept, putting the responsibility on the Kohen Gadol, but that is what we're doing over here. And it mentions so many times, v'nosa, to carry. Of course, in next week's parasha, ki sisa means to count. And that's why all the words in the Torah can only be understood in context of the pasuk that we're discussing at the moment. So here it is, it's a burden. It's a burden on Aaron. But it's more than just a simple burden. We know there's a concept of shouldering the responsibility, and it's something, it is enters your heart. You have a heartfelt prayer, shouldering responsibility. And that's what we have here when we're discussing the Big Day Kodesh, Le'aron HaKohen. We are saying something that's very interesting. And what it says is, V'hoyu alev Aaron. When we're dealing with the Choshen HaMishpat, when we're dealing with rules and regulations and mishpat that Hashem has to mete out, whether people live or die, and for various other crimes, then he has to, Aaron is expected from the Choshen, is he V'hayu alev Aaron. He puts the Choshen with the names of all 12 tribes over his heart. And once again, by the Eifo, with the names of all 12 tribes, in other words, there's probability here that we take a look in society when we have elections. There are people who have friends that they try to do favors for. There are people who are pro somebody, anti somebody. And what we're trying to, God wants Aaron to know, or whoever will be the Kohen Gadol in the future, is V'hayu alev Aaron. The Choshen represents the entire nation. If the Kohen does not have everybody in mind, friend or foe, somebody that's voted, so to speak, not that it's an office that one can vote for, but whether it's somebody who he's had a disagreement with, or whether it's somebody who he's very friendly with, He has to pray equally for everybody. V'ayu alev Aharon v'nasa. It's a burden for him to pray for even those who are his enemies. And shouldering the responsibility, the eifod is lezikaron al kseifav, al shnei kseifav lezikaron. It has to be on his shoulders as well. It's very interesting that he has three parts of his begodim are to control his mind, thought, and spirit, and brain. Because the tzitz that he wears, v'hayo al mitzcho tamid, it's on over his head to cover his brain. The choshen covers his heart, and the ephod covers his shoulders. The symbolic of shouldering that responsibility, he has to accept it. And the interesting thing again is over here is not just accepting the responsibility, but perhaps one should think, just as when we see in next week's parsha, when Moshe gives over the task of building the Mishkan, he gives it, of course, to gives the Bezalel, but he also invites Oliyav so that the other Shvatim have representation. So one might think on the same way that the other Shvatim should have representation as well for the Kahuna. But the idea is at this point, when we're looking for the unity, God understands that one thing is necessary. At this point, for being the Kohen Gadol and for the people that will service him, it should come from one family, because there will be a greater sense of unity of Aaron and all his four sons. The question, though, we might add is, when I started off the conversation and I brought in the Parshas Pinchas, where it talks about Moshe establishing the Orei Miklat, the question is, what was the reason at this point at the beginning of the Parsha? It says something very strange, and it says that Pinchas Hinenino Saint Lois Brisi Shalom Vahoy Solo Lazaro Acharov. I now appoint Pinchas at this point that from his family will be the Kahuna Gadola. And the Chazal ask at that point, the question is asked something very strange at this point. We know that a Kohen Gadol who has committed a killing, who has murdered somebody, whether it's accident or on purpose, it makes no difference, according to most of the Mefarshim. He may not do the Avoda. And here, as some of the commentaries would ask the question, Pinchas at this point in time killed Zimri and Cosby Al Kiddush Hashem, but he killed them. And nevertheless, how could he possibly be Royu to do the Avoda? The simple at that point in time, the answer was that he wasn't appointed a Kohen yet, and that was only at this point in time he was appointed to the Kohuna. Because when the parsha over here, God tells Aaron to be the Kohen Gadol, and then his four sons, that their grandson, Aaron's grandson, Pinchas, was not yet officially appointed to be a Kohen at this juncture. And therefore, since he was not a Kohen, he didn't become a Kohen till after he created the Kiddush Hashem, and therefore he would be eligible to do the Avoda. There's one chink in the armor of that statement, and that is, V'hoi Solol is in this week's Parsha, it says, V'hoi Solol Ulazaro Acharov. It says to Aaron and his four sons, mentions them by name. And one time when it doesn't mention them by name, it says again, V'hoi Soli Aaron Ulvanov, Ladoro Sam Labris Olam. It says they will be forever. And the implication of that sentence is that Aaron, all his future generations that come, will be forever be Kohanim. And so now where are we left with the whole thing that we just tried, as some commentaries tried to answer, that until Pinchas was appointed by a Kohen in Parshas Pinchas, he wasn't a Kohen? How could that possibly be? And therefore we get back to square one, is what we mentioned last week, that these two parshas where it says they will be forever and ever, Aaron and all his progeny that come after his birth, and all his four sons, The remez is, it says Ulevanov, and it mentions the four sons. And the Ramban makes a point of saying that those four sons that he mentions, why mention his four sons? It's only to tell us that if Aaron has any other children at this point, they would not be included in the Kohun at this point. Or we could very easily say, as I mentioned last week, which is very simple, and Truma and Tetzaveh took place, these in all these instructions of building the Egel, or building the Mishkan, happened, took place before the whole incident of the golden calf. And after the building of the golden calf, which Aaron was instrumental in creating, the Kohuna was in a state of limbo at this point in time. They would have no choice but let Aaron and his present sons do the Avoda, because time would be short to try to teach other people who had been brought up and to be involved in all the laws required to the Guna Gadola. But the chain would break after Nadav and Avihu and Elazar v'Isamar. The chain would break after the Egel. There was not necessarily any more that Pinchas would be the next Kohen Gadol after Elazar HaKohen would pass away, that Pinchas not only wouldn't be a Kohen Gadol, but would not be eligible even to be a Kohen at this point in time. But since at that point in time, when he did that, at this juncture, God said, now you are royal, because this was a murder, the killing that he committed was Al Kiddush Hashem, which is where the machlokas comes in. At any rate, that says even if he was a Kohen and the murder took place on a condition of, under the circumstances of the situation of being a Kiddush Hashem in that respect, that would not negate his ability to be a Kohen Gadol, much less a Kohen in the first place, a plain Kohen head yod. But God in that parsha is only telling us that Pinchas alone, from his family, the Kohuna Gedola would be. But even not a Kohen, the Egel broke that chain. It broke the agreement. When it says, V'hoi Salo L'Zaro Acharov, in this week's parsha, it was L'Doro Sam, Chukas Olam L'Doro Sam, that they would be forever and ever, many generations, the Kohuna. That chain was broken. That deal was called off after the Egel. And now it took another situation where until the time of Pinchas, Pinchas himself, the grandson of Aaron, would not be at this juncture a Kohen at that point, and that would answer that question. In terms of the building of the Mishkan, last week, which is a very difficult scenario, it said something that Reb Moshe Feinstein had mentioned in his Sefer. It tells us when we build the part of the Mishkan, the Aron, the Kruvim, it says, V'yosiso lov zer zahav saviv. And this is the only way that we can protect ourselves from all these unfortunate incidences that happen in our life, is we have to build a circumference, the fence around us, to protect ourselves, whether it's living in a community that is not the shtetl community, but spiritually surrounding us with our own spirituality. And that means by having our thoughts, Vayom Mitzchot Tamid, that we should have HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our minds all day long, which is why one of the reasons that we're davening so many times during the day. And when we wear our tefillin, we kiss it many times during davening so that there shouldn't be Hesech Hadas. And that's why there, if you take a look, it's more so prevalent in Eretz Yisrael. If you'll go into the Rabban Shul, in the Rabban Shul by the Kotel, and you will go in there and you'll see 100 people davening mincha, most all of them are wearing tefillin at the time. It's the idea is to have that idea of, it's sort of like tantamount to wearing the tzitz, v'yal mitzchot tamid. Sometimes we can be a good Jew in our hearts and will be willing to shoulder responsibility, but we also need to control our brains and our thoughts, which is a very, very difficult scenario that is so hard. And wearing the tefillin, and every once in a while during davening at Ashrei. Rabbi Fran mentioned one time that we kiss our tefillin during Ashrei and Kriya Shema and Ashrei again the third time. It is to remind ourselves that we're wearing tefillin, and when we're wearing tefillin, tantamount to almost like the Kohen Gadol wearing the tzitz, he is to have clean thoughts, thoughts of spirituality in his mind. May we all seek to attain that level of spirituality, be willing to shoulder the responsibility, and have our nation in our hearts all day, 24/7. Thank you very much and have a good evening.